Yesterday felt like a day out of January. Temperatures failed to reach the freezing mark across much of our area. And that winter-like cold carried on through the night into this morning. Many areas started off in the teens and 20s this morning. And then this afternoon, it's not as harsh as it was yesterday. Temperatures are actually above freezing across our area, so that is a change from yesterday. It still feels a bit chilly, and at times that wind has been pretty gusty, and that, of course, makes it feel a little bit cooler. The wind direction has changed from yesterday. If you recall, yesterday's wind was out of the northwest, and that tends to be a cold wind direction for us. Today, the wind has shifted to the south and southwest, and that is helping to push warmer air into our area. And tomorrow is going to be even warmer than today, as temperatures are expected to rise into the 50s. High pressure remains in control of our weather. Yesterday, it was to our west. Today, that high pressure area has shifted to the southeast. It's located around the Carolina coast, and that has help to turn the wind around. That's why we are seeing the warmer temperatures today and that gusty wind out of the south. And again, tomorrow, temperatures will rise up into the 50s. And then on Saturday, a cold front will drop in from the north, and that will begin to cool things down a little bit. So we'll look for 40s to near 50 for highs on Saturday with some warmer air to the south. And then by Sunday, it looks like that cold front will dip to our south and colder high pressure will build across eastern Canada. And that's likely to hold temperatures in the 40s as we head into the day on Sunday. In terms of precipitation, there's really not much of any significance in our forecast as we go through the next few days. The forecast is dry for tomorrow and dry for Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will increase the chances for some showers. It looks like the chances will be greatest later in the day, and we could end up seeing some rain or snow showers Sunday night into Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and not as cold as last night, a low of 28 to 36. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer with highs in the low to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cold, a low of 28 to 36. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer with highs in the low to mid-50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cold, a low of 28 to 36. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and not as cold, a low of 28 to 36. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, with highs in the low to mid-50s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the 40s and 50s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers mainly late, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.